Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcasts. But honey, no.
Another episode of No Autographs, Please. My name is Arda Marine.
I'm Brian Safi. I got a hot thermos.
No.
You know that feeling when they give you these things to insulate the hot and the cold? It stayed too hot.
You know what? This morning, I slept through my alarm, and I got woken up by mittens, and I had our tennis at the Public Rec Center, like we do, where we go play. There's blood on the walls in the bathroom.
Yes. And so an owl shits in your throat.
So I put my coffee in a mug, and I, like, burned my mouth.
They need to redo these mugs.
They're too hot. They're too good.
Period.
They're too good. Did one of your clients give that to you, Brian?
One of my clients gave this to me for social counseling. I taught them how to be more of a socialite.
More of a socialite.
Yeah, so I said, you know, next time you go down the stairs, take a longer time.
Okay.
And laugh the whole way down.
Oh, a socialite. You're Sonia Morgan or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can I just say I'm like—
Thank you.
Can I just say that your mustache is growing back in?
Well, it is.
It's gorge.
Is it?
I love the mustache.
I actually don't like mustaches on people.
I have a little bit of I kind of have like a Purvis Fervis. Like, I like a little porn stash.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I don't.
Whoa. Okay.
I absolutely don't.
Then why are you growing it?
Because I like it on me.
You like it on you. You only like it on you.
I know. Isn't that gross?
You're your number one fan. Speaking of number one fans.
Oh, my God.
Are you a little starstruck?
I actually am. I'll be honest with you. I actually am. I feel like I'm acting like an introvert, and that just isn't the case. Because I'm going to tell you.
You would be very shy with your mustache.
I tapped into what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh. Which was?
What I really wanted to do was—
Tap dance.
Yeah, well, be professional pool player. It didn't work out.
Okay.
I still haven't really learned.
Sure.
But while I was playing pool, I watched Waiting for Guffman with this fella.
Can I just say?
And I thought to myself, I'm doing it all wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, first of all, why are you watching that movie while playing pool? You are doing it all
Have
wrong.
You ever been to a real pool hall?
I have.
All they're
of
playing.
Of course I have.
They're playing The Turning Point, and they're playing
Government and Funny Girl.
Yeah.
They can't get enough of Funny Girl.
I just watched Funny Girl for the first time.
Are you serious? Too long. It's too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
However.
She's incredible.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Speaking of gorgeous.
It's the first line in the movie.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
This fellow.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? This is a movie star. Can I just say?
Movie star.
This is an actual movie star. This person has been in
Iconic.
Every Christopher Guest movie. Okay, so in Best in Show.
Not to mention, I want you to do this in your Rhode Island accent.
Obviously.
He was in Bob and Stack, somehow.
He was in Bob and Stack, Go to Vista Del Mar. He played Paco Posey's husband.
In Best in Show.
In Best in Show.
No, he's like a legend.
He had braces.
Yeah, he did.
Did you have braces?
Did you have braces when you were younger?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
I did.
That's why they're gadgets.
Did you wear them for too long or not long enough?
I had to wear them longer because I bit on an ice cube, and then I didn't know I did, and then it jammed all the wires, and so I had to wear them for at least 8 more months.
That's so stupid.
Did they put real braces on you for Best in Show?
Parker had real braces. I had them on retainers.
Oh,
if I was going to do it again, I would have done real braces.
Why?
The retainers, you talk
but
weird.
That's fun.
And, no, but I had to learn. I had to put them on all the time so I wouldn't talk strange.
I had buck teeth in Bubble Boy, but they weren't so buck that it was obviously fake. And then one time I took them out to eat, and one of the crew members said, "Oh, thank God those are fake." I thought, where did they find this poor girl?
Oh.
Here's what I want to say. You also know him. You also know him. He was a producer. He was a writer, producer on Glee,
yes,
as well as a performer.
And The Godfather.
A writer, producer on The Godfather. A writer, producer on My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yes.
He's currently on the NBC show The Peacock Show, and he just got announced, that he's going to be one of the stars of a new Paul Feig movie.
Well, I don't know if I'd say one of the stars, but I'm a supporting player.
The number one star. You're a star.
With John Cena and Awkwafina.
Yeah, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Hitchcock.
Hi.
You need an
Hi,
Nina
everybody.
In the back.
And how are you?
We also have Dr. Banana with us.
Of course
us.
Yes, we do.
Hi.
Giving us all the eyes.
You're giving us
all the superstitious.
You're giving us
the eight ball. You're giving us the evil eye.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
All your you're giving superstitions on your coat. Superstitions. It says make your own luck. Okay, wait a minute. Michael, now I don't want to be too gross, but you've listened to this podcast, and did you want to ask us for our autographs?
Yes, I do, but I don't know if I can afford them.
No, you
can't. You
probably
can't.
It's very expensive.
That always worries me.
He's going to make you Venmo him later.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to hit you up for $17,000.
Yeah. Are you paying for the blue check, Michael?
So wait, what's the deal? You can pay for a check mark on what?
$8. And you know it, they made it real easy so you'd always remember because everything's $8.
Yeah, but no, they're going to do it on Instagram and Facebook
too.
$8. Or maybe $9.
Who
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Pay?
Crazy.
Are you? I thought you were doing
pay.
A bit.
No,
who wouldn't pay $8
a month?
I'm not.
So it's like
$8 total.
No,
I'm not doing it.
And at least with I think Instagram and Facebook, they're going to do it. So
if I already have a mark, do I have to pay $8?
I don't know. They haven't said that yet on those, but on Twitter,
yes.
And on Twitter, supposedly you could get a check mark, and they don't even check your ID; they just check your email. So people were getting fake ones for...
Yes.
Yeah, and I hopefully with Instagram and Facebook, at least they'll check an ID so it's saying who you are.
Can I borrow $96 from you?
Can I?
Yes.
Just a year of
you'll
payment
never see that
for the
again.
$8. Yeah.
Now, speaking of no autographs, please, the energy... I just had a vision, and we will not name names, and you can tell me if you're not comfortable talking about this story. I've known Michael for a long time.
Yeah.
And for those of you, welcome, if people are new listening to the podcast... We, every week up top...
Do you all still have the original menus from the Titanic when you met?
Rude!
Oh, that wasn't an age joke! I was just trying to be funny.
Rude.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, God, no.
Look at Anna!
No.
Look at Anna's face!
Cut that. I did not mean that. I did not mean that as an
look
age joke.
Look at Anna!
Cut it. That is not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Keep it in.
Cut it.
We met. Well, we met on a show.
And I met the movie.
Okay.
I tried to hang on to the menu, but you know what? That water was so cold.
It's so cold.
And your braces.
It's so cold.
That's where it got
that
stuck
was
on
not...
your braces. Your braces got stuck during the Titanic.
I would never, ever do that.
I know.
Okay.
I know. So Hitchy and I worked together on a program, Mad TV. I'll say where it was.
He was
one of the writers at Mad TV.
That's right.
So for those of our new listeners, we every week nominate a few people that have no autographs, please, energy. We sometimes are hard on ourselves, and we aspire for the people to have the delusional confidence that is unearned, but they just like aquaswagger, like they're the shit. I know you're going to be hard on yourself about that. Are you feeling bad right now?
I do feel bad.
I know you do. Do we need to do a ceremony to cleanse it?
No, we're good.
Let's staging it. Staging it. Staging it. Staging the Titanic. Tell the world it's time for it. I stage the Titanic.
Okay,
great.
I think your mustache looks stupid.
You know what? Fair. It does.
Okay. So we met. I mean, this was just a spur of the moment, no autographs, please, energy that I'm going to nominate. I'm not going to say this person's name.
All right.
There was a person who got brought on, and this is a real early Naps energy. They claimed they were a writer. And they got brought on to be. Oh. Can do you think I can say this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, they claimed they were a writer?
They were. They claimed and maybe were a writer, okay. But they were hired
like
as a writer.
Okay.
I think I know what story you're talking about.
And this
about.
Person was hired as an expert in one area of writing that was specific, that had a specific skill. And this person claimed to have worked on a hit show that they claimed to have won an Emmy for one of the hit episodes. Nobody seemed to fact check this.
Wow.
And I believe they gave talks while employed, like, about writing the
episode. I took this person to UCLA and gave a talk on the famous show this person used to work on.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then they found out later this person was not who
this
they said.
And they did, this person did not bat an eye the entire time.
No.
And in fact,
all loaned this person money.
Money, and in fact was also dating somebody.
Fuck.
It was dating somebody that worked there, and it turned out also had a whole other family and wife somewhere and did not work, was borrowing money. And like,
this is like LuLaRoe.
Isn't that exciting?
What is what? That's full fraud.
And was like confident about it. And each week you're like, oh, they don't seem to, like, I know they won these awards, but they don't seem to be actually executing it. But I guess since they have this great resume.
Yeah. And then you found out later that this person was basically like a PA on the show,
right?
And not everything else.
Got it. And maybe kill Johnny Versace.
Do you think that's an acceptable no autographs, please energy?
Yes. Are you kidding? Of course.
To basically be like, I wrote Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was mine. And I did all of, I was
well,
a raccoon.
There is like a thing.
I choreographed the fight sequences.
Yes.
Jamie
Lee Curtis were real.
Yes. I did all of that.
Yeah. And the best thing about this person was this person at one point gave a cast member a yoga mat from a very famous celebrity.
Oh, I don't know that.
And then, of course, that's not
was
true
a
either.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I gotta tell
okay.
you.
Is that a fun no
It is aspirational.
Energy? Because I'd never.
Because not one part of it is true,
well,
right?
It worked.
They didn't work on the show.
Well, there was
like a thing they studied with Trump where something like the bigger the lie, the more people believe it.
Okay.
Because you're just like, who would
do
that?
Yeah, sort of the George Santos of Man
exactly.
TV.
Exactly.
Yes, I would guess. That's a real no autograph. Yes,
he should be on that show.
Well, his sort of like, I was a volleyball champ and I've injured, like that no autographs, please energy.
That's right.
And there's smaller versions that's like not quite as deceptive.
I gotta say, though, my favorite lie of George Santos from
okay.
Florida.
Santa man.
They're all the same.
How are things with Santa man?
George Santos.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is that I don't know why you would lie to this because
sure.
to me it would be like, why would I vote for someone who that happened to?
Right.
Yeah,
that he was like, I've had double knee replacement surgery. and because I played volleyball at Harvard and Yale. I'm like, why wouldn't you say you were the captain of the team? Why would you say I had double knee replacement surgery? That's not sexy.
No, but it's like if you just double down.
And he also said he was the producer of Spider-Man Turn on the Dark.
Which was a huge flop.
Which A's, you know, you can look that up fairly easily, but why brag on that one?
That was like a notorious flop.
Oh, it was amazing. I saw it, like, when it was still in previews, but really it was like the year into previews.
Yes.
Did any of the Spider-Mans, like, fall and hurt themselves?
Twice.
Oh, amazing.
Twice.
In front of you?
And they stop the numbers.
No.
And everyone just hangs on.
Were you so excited?
And, like, I was so excited. Yeah. I mean,
they didn't get hurt.
I didn't seem like they got hurt.
So you were slightly disappointed they weren't super hurt.
I'm going to be honest. I was hoping for a little something more fabulous.
A little bit of a limp.
A little bit of a limp.
Get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
the only thing that made sense to me about that musical was the title.
Exactly.
It made perfect sense.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a gorgeous title.
That's hilarious.
I don't want to date myself, but as a child.
I would date you.
Would you?
Yeah.
As a child, my mom, as a joke, this is an expense. Broadway shows have never been cheap.
No.
She took me to Starlight Express on Broadway because she knew it was like such a bomb. The roller skating musical.
Yes.
It was like from the future, Andrew Lloyd Webber future
of
roller
course.
Skating. Like, where are we choo-choo trains? Are we roller skating? Is it a roller race? She took me there.
That
as
was
a,
like Jane Krakowski's first musical.
As like a little girl. world. She's like, do you want to see what a weird flap looks like? We're going. Like, even as a fabulous little girl, we drove all the way down from Little Compton to Manhattan to go, like, watch a flop on purpose.
My children, yeah. I told them, like, yes, early on, because I was too afraid for them to roller skate. So I took them to the show to say, look how terrible life could be if, yeah, if you put on a pair of skates.
That's exactly right.
It would be a bomb.
My mother, when I was 16,
yes,
took me to see Equus.
You saw that with your mother?
With my mother. And then there's the, you know, there's this famous nude scene. And then it's
doesn't somebody have sex with a horse?
Yes. Yeah, all that's happening.
Yeah.
No. And so, how old were you?
I was like 16, and it's your mother. Right. Uh-huh. And I was like, what is happening? Why are we seeing Equus?
That's, oh my God.
It was crazy.
Wow. Well, yeah. We're going to New York, and Jakees is going. And Jakees, I asked him to come do our Union Hall show, and he'd got tickets to go to Sleep No More, which is like an interactive theater thing, which I took my mother to. It's like a sexy, interactive, like erotic theater.
Ooh.
Like, I brought my mother
to. It's like Tony and Tina's wedding, except it's sexy.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
No, instead of getting married, they're cheating on each other.
Nice.
Yes.
I like that.
Do you have a nominee that you want to bring that has no autographs, please, energy, Michael?
Yes. In a good, positive way, sort of.
Fun.
It was I did children's theater when I was growing up.
Nice.
And our director, I'm going to call her Mrs. D. I'm not going to give her whole name, but every
Mrs.
children's
D.
theater
Angelo.
Every children's theater director growing up, they were all like housewives. That's
sure.
their, you know, they
sure.
were like she I always thought of her as being very old. She was probably 50 something.
Right.
Hot.
But anyway, she directed us and she was so confident about everything, and I had to play in one show George Washington, and I asked, "Well, how do I do that? Like how should I get in character?" And she goes, be like Murray. Murray was her husband.
Uh-huh.
So I was supposed to follow her husband around and try to mimic him. And her husband only came to pick her up from work.
No.
So I never saw Murray.
Yeah.
So that didn't
work
out well.
The idea that she
be like
compared
Murray.
Her husband to George Washington.
George Washington.
Dude,
she must have absolutely had so much faith
like
in him.
And then like a year later, she, and then I'll stop with about her.
But please.
Keep
going.
I played Jesus and Godspell, not to brag.
How old was
by the
standing
way,
O's every night,
I
wait,
believe
not
you.
To brag.
Fabulous.
Which song was that? Which one did Jesus have?
He sang most of them.
Let me hear
it.
Let me hear one.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That was one of them.
Can we do it in a round later in my yard?
We certainly can.
Obviously.
Can we do it now?
Can we?
So
you start.
And she didn't direct the show. This was a high school thing.
Okay.
So this was
okay.
Not
I bet you were a great Jesus.
I was. Well,
I consider you my Lord. You're my Lord. I consider you my Lord.
Well, apparently I was really good because she called me to her house when she had shingles.
Nice.
And she was in bed with shingles, and I had to hold her.
Very, very.
I had to hold her hand.
Wait, hold on.
In her bedroom.
Because you're Jesus?
Because I played Jesus. I guess she thought I had like magic Jesus.
No. Wait a minute. She wanted you as Jesus to come hold her hand.
I think so, but no. And then
did she sing Prepare You the Way?
No, I just remember holding her hand and trying not to laugh.
How old were
you? I was probably 17 then.
Wow.
And she'd be in bed and she'd go, thank you for coming. Oh!
Look at Hannah.
And so she kept moaning and doing these crazy shingles noises.
That's right.
Which means get those shingles, you know. Shingles doesn't care.
It's
you've got to get those
it's
shots.
It's contagious.
Is shingles contagious?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes,
that's pretty.
Well,
I am sure I thought that when I was in there. Is it contagious?
If it is, I'd say the D stands for dick.
Yeah, it's very contagious. Okay, so wait, you went after.
This is in her dark.
After you were Jesus. Had you seen her since you were a little baby boy?
Oh, no. She was my high school children's theater teacher. So I had seen her, you know, quite a bit. But yes, so I'm sitting like in a chair.
Nice.
She's in the bed.
I also look at someone to her bedroom, like your adult teacher's bedroom.
But I just love, I know. But she was also, you know, she's married and she's old, is what I thought.
I mean,
and Murray was not around. Maybe Murray came in later.
He's not sticking around for
that. No.
He's chopping cherry trees.
Yeah.
He's not
putting
in
his wooden teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so,
he's
yeah,
got a nation to found.
Right. So anyway, I nominate Mrs. D.
Wow.
Well, she wins as far as I'm concerned.
Raise a glass to Mrs. D.
Oh, and for one other thing, this is the magic of her theater expertise. We were doing The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And
who were you playing?
Well, that's a whole other story.
Okay.
Oh, can I guess? The lion.
The wizard.
Okay.
Are you the wizard?
Close.
The Tin Man.
Nope.
Oh, the guard.
Toto.
I was the witch. And that's because
we could pick
our own parts.
You made the right choice.
We could pick our own parts.
That's the only role.
And I wrote on the thing that I want to play the witch because boys can be witches too.
Yes! There's
and
our title.
Men's rights.
There's our title. Boys can be witches.
And Mrs. D.
Men's rights.
Gave me that part. And anyway.
Were you great?
Yes.
You think I wasn't the Artful Dodger and McDuff?
In eighth
think
grade.
Again. I was McDuff in fifth grade.
In eighth grade, when we had to read Pride and Prejudice aloud, like in class, we would read passages of it. The teacher was like, Brian, I want you to play all the female parts.
Oh.
I was like, by the way, I killed it.
But of course, bet you did.
I played all the boys because I had short hair.
Well, in children's theater, there's so many women.
That's
you know,
true.
So
there's, a lot,
females,
there's a lot of, yes.
And they're always having to play like the bears. I mean, the saddest things ever. Like they always get with the bears.
You made the right choice.
You made
that
the
is
right
the only
choice.
Role.
Well, I did. I played the witch sort of like Satan. I had like a red unitard with flames coming on it.
Yes.
I do.
Can we text
and I'll have to find them. But then.
Were you gorgeous? I bet you were gorgeous. Like
I was super skinny.
Were you gorgeous? So did you look like Christopher Reeve?
He still
Reeve?
Is.
Did you
he
look
still
like Christopher
Reeve?
Reeve. You have a Christopher Reeve thing.
No, I don't look like Christopher
you
Reeve.
Do.
I
you
look
like
do.
A, I look like.
You look like Christopher Reeves.
I look like a Dr. Seuss character.
No, you don't. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous.
So anyway, that all happened. But there was a limited budget.
Okay.
And so she and Mrs. D was a genius.
Uh-huh.
So for the Emerald City, everyone wore green garbage bags.
Oh my God.
I got to tell you.
Because she's genius.
She's a genius.
They didn't
had
no budget for green clothes.
Call the press. No autographs, please.
That's right.
No autographs.
No
please.
Autographs,
we're going to figure this out.
Yes.
And she did.
She figured.
I got to tell you, I really want to say this.
Uh-huh. Yes, Brian. Is this to your clients or to Michael?
No, this is to my clients and to Michael. If a teacher invites you over, always go.
Always go.
Always go.
Nothing bad can happen.
No.
And especially if a drama teacher invites you over. Like, do you, I actually want to know this.
Yeah.
Do you think that she knew? Did she ever tell you, like, Michael, you've got it?
Yes.
Like, you've got the stuff.
Well, I think she did when I got the witch.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I think that was sort of like, yeah.
You got it.
Was she like, he's my student?
He got it.
He's my student. He's going to go all the way.
He's got it to be bullied. Did you, by the way, did you get a standing O as a witch?
No.
Oh.
I think the whole community was like, what the hell is happening?
I was
we
one
signed
of the,
up for like Margaret Hamilton.
I was the Lollipop Guild.
You
I
were?
Was like, great, represent.
Oh my God, so good.
I was like little and, okay, wait, who would you like to nominate for your No Autographs, Please?
Well, I have a couple of options. One is like a celeb and one is like a hometown.
Okay.
Which should I do?
Celeb.
Okay. I was in.
Oh boy.
Care Value Service the other day.
What is that?
Customer Value Service?
What is that?
CVS.
Oh, he's sorry.
My God.
Is that what it stands
is that
for?
What
yes,
it is?
Customer.
I never knew that.
I'm
going
to walk out.
Dr. Bonet,
does anyone
Anna,
here have internet access?
No. Anna, will you look it up?
I'm looking it up right now.
No, she'll look it up.
No, because I was going to name one of my kids that.
CVS?
Yeah.
How many kids
customer
do you have?
Customer Value Service.
How many kids do you have?
That I speak to?
Yes.
Zero.
How many do you have?
Eight.
Okay, you need to change their name after they've already been born?
Correct.
From like Kevin to CVS?
It's a customer value
store. Consumer value store.
Okay. I'm not going to be maligned.
Consumer value store.
Consumer value store?
It should be service.
I agree.
Okay.
Much
anyway,
better.
I was in the consumer value store the other day. And there are many around town, which is very convenient.
I love the consumer value store. It's one of my favorite stores.
And I thought to myself, who do I love? Okay.
Luann. Yeah.
But also, I was starving, okay? I hadn't eaten since it had at least been an hour.
Okay.
And so I went into Consumer Value Store.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself, you know what I really want? That this could be fun. And this was like a pre-pandemic thing for me.
Because,
you know, pre-pandemic, we were always on the go.
Yeah,
that's
circus
right.
Peanut. Circus peanuts.
Sure. But also protein bars were, for me, a pre-pandemic thing.
I love it. I love.
Yeah, throw one in your tote bag, you're out the door.
Yeah.
That's right.
Put one on your tote.
Exactly. So I go to get a protein bar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, I go through and I'm standing in the aisle and I'm looking at the Quest and I'm looking at the...
I like Quest. They give some people diarrhea.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That,
I eat them all the time praying for diarrhea. I wish I got diarrhea.
My head was blown off my body when I looked and saw,
uh-huh.
Oh my God, there's a protein bar on special.
Sure.
You know,
wow.
This is a consumer
big
value store.
It's a consumer value.
Yeah. Buy one, get one 50% off.
Well, you have to buy seven.
Exactly.
Right?
You get that long receipt. Gorgeous.
When I tell you that this protein bar was called Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
There is a protein bar that she has now that is called Jennifer Aniston.
Well, it's a crime that it's on sale. It's a crime it's on sale. It should be more.
Wait, you saw Jennifer Aniston at CBS?
No. There is a protein bar. She has a protein bar called Jennifer Aniston.
No, I get it.
And it was either you could get cold brew or you could get chocolate peanut butter. And I thought,
wait a minute, cold brew?
Had a sadder life than Jennifer Aniston? We got to support this
woman. Wait a minute, cold brew?
A cold brew. I got to tell you, if there is a dime to be made, she's going to find it.
Did you eat a Jennifer Aniston protein bar?
I've had two of them already.
How are they?
Oh, that's amazing.
They're pretty good. What flavor
do you like? Cold brew?
No, I like the chocolate peanut butter.
Wait, is it cold brew flavor? Like a coffee?
Like a coffee? That sounds good. Like a coffee ice protein bar.
Exactly. Yeah, and I got to tell you, first of all,
did you get diarrhea?
I love her. She's amazing.
I love her.
I do also love that she just, I love
Can't
people.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Why should she? A, and B, like, if I were to say who needs more money, the name would not be Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That would never, and I could say that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, she's got that thing that I like. And I thought to myself,
I'm going to support her.
If I were to have a protein bar, I would absolutely call it, Jennifer Aniston. But then I would call it Brian Safi. So I want to say, no autographs, please, energies this week. Straight up goes to
Jennifer Aniston.
She doesn't have to be Goop.
Yeah.
She can just be Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right
Old
on a protein
brewer.
Bar.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Can I give one more nominee?
Yeah.
Sure.
Of a public figure who's not a celebrity.
Of course.
Recently, I don't know if you heard about this, a person attempted to hijack like a plane, and he started to open up one of the doors on the plane, and the stewardess noticed it, and then he attacked the flight attendant. Not stewardess, flight attendant. He attacked the flight attendant with a shiv that he had carved out of a spoon.
Oh, that's right.
Anybody that has a spoon shiv that he had carved a...
On the airplane?
On the airplane. He'd made a shiv out of a spoon. That to me is real no autographs, please energy.
Well,
a shiv spoon.
Criminal, no.
A shiv spoon is exciting.
Did he hurt anybody?
No, nobody got hurt.
They tackled him.
They got him down. Like, it was a real failure.
That's like
It was a real failure.
He put up the poster of Ava Gardner and got to carving so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that flight's only like 2 hours.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Good for him. And I got to tell you, that's a great tip. Michael, I think you'll agree.
Yes, Michael.
Arden, I know you'll agree.
Yeah.
For this business.
Yes. Which
always have a spoon.
Always have a spoon.
Now, when we come back, are you ready to go on a date with Brian and I?
Yes.
We're going to do some improv.
Are you kidding?
And when we come back, we will up top explain the rules of the game and everything, and then we'll go on a fun little date.
I love it.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And welcome back. This is the portion of No Autographs, Please, where Brian and I go on an improvised date that has to go well. And what's extra fun about it is that the names have been submitted by listeners, the location have been submitted by listeners, and we've asked for real lines that are the worst things that have been said to people on dates. You can email us at napspod1@gmail.com.
Sure.
You can tweet at us. I'm at Arden Marine, M-Y-R-I-N. You can DM us on Instagram. We can either do it anonymously or we can credit you. But these are real things. And you will know in the improv that these are not just us being insane improvisers. We will ring a bell right before we say a real line that has been said to somebody who is a listener in real life. Okay, so Brian, where is the location of our date? And it has to end well. It has to be a successful date. Where is the location? And should we say our names?
Sure. We're at a house party.
And my name is Tara Pereira.
And my name is Bob Bindorf.
Great.
Whoa, rager.
I know. Oh, my
this
God.
This is wild.
Oh, God. I see you have two solo cups already.
Yeah.
Are they both full?
Yeah, they are, but I got one for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, do you like schlaw beer?
I love schlaw beer. I love Schlager, schlaw beer, Schlossinger.
But it's so crazy that we have mutual friend.
I know.
Rob is like our guy.
Oh, my God. Rob is like the crazy one at the office.
He is the crazy one at the office. And I got to tell you, he talked so much about you.
Well, that's sweet.
He said the sweetest things. And I thought, my God, this is so genius that we have to go to a house party because then, you know, doesn't mean I have to pay for dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were concerned about paying for dinner for me.
Well, I like things to be equitable. I'm a real feminist, so I believe that women should pay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you actually, it's not even so equitable. You want the woman to pay.
Yeah. I
That's
feel like
so
now's
great.
The time.
Listen, Bob.
Now that the wage gap is closed.
Is it?
Well.
Listen, Bob. Oh, God, this is like quite a rager. I feel like I'm like a good 30 to 40 years older than everybody here. You didn't feel uncomfortable bringing me to this party?
Well, Bob is very, I call him Bob. Ron, Bob.
You're Bob.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Our friend, Rob.
Okay, listen, I don't want to insult you or anything, but like when we started texting, you're better at writing than talking.
Okay, that is true. That's because I spent many years as a really good stenographer.
Oh,
yeah.
So you worked in the court.
I worked in the courts. I worked in the courts, and I also used to draw the lineup for, do you know the Knicks?
Yes.
New York Knicks.
Yes, the New York Knicks.
I also used to draw where the teams would go while they played.
Okay.
Like I did the sketches.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing, isn't it?
What?
No, nothing. Oh, my God, there's Rob.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Bob. Hi, Tara. How you doing?
Hi, Rob.
Great condo.
Oh, hi, yes, it's a great condo.
So
everyone here is so young.
Well, compared to you.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. Sorry I've been so quiet, but my mouth is full of canker sores.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? You should drink more water, Rob.
Did you burn your mouth on a mug?
Honestly, I think it was oral sex in Las Vegas.
Whoa.
Oh, shoot.
I'm just saying. I don't know. It could be celery for all we know.
But right. Various
acidic. So it's either oral sex or celery?
Celery and vaginas are basically the same thing.
Wow.
Oh,
I got to tell you, Rob, you look great otherwise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bob. Oh, I see them now.
You know what?
I see them climbing up and over your bottom lip.
You should close your mouth when you talk. It's like hanging up and over the bottom, like a hand coming up from the inside out of his lip.
I'm sorry. I know that we've been friends for a long time,
yeah.
Bob, but I just want to say you look like a fat version of Chris Colfer. You know, the kid from Glee?
Oh, yeah.
You play Kurt Hummel?
I do. Well, I don't. I don't watch.
Like if you,
you
think
do,
of, yeah,
you do
if you think
look
of
like a fat
like
person.
Sweet Kurt Hummel, but yeah. a lot bigger.
A
I, you
lot
know,
bigger.
I'll be honest with you. I think I've seen Glee.
Well, you don't have to see it. I'm just saying you look like
No, no, no. See, I don't know the reference because I didn't see it, so I'll just take
well,
it as a compliment.
That's fine.
I don't know the reference.
It's not criminal that you've never seen
I don't really know anything about entertainment. I'm in business marketing.
Uh-huh.
So let me tell you, businesses have a brand.
Uh-huh.
And that brand is developed in order to sell a business.
Uh-huh.
There are websites, uh-huh. ad space, billboards, uh-huh. et cetera, uh-huh. where you can show off that brand.
You've got food in your beard.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. First, you tell me I look like a heavy set person.
Uh-huh. I didn't say heavy set. I said fat.
Okay, you know what? And now you tell me I have food in my beard. Well, guess what? I was nervous coming here. Do you know how many Quest bars it takes to soothe my soul?
Well, you know, you should switch from Quest to Jennifer Aniston.
I saw
she's got a protein bar?
You saw a whole table of them over there.
Oh, yeah.
You said a whole buffet.
I was
buffet.
At CVS. It stands
I love
for
CVS.
Consumer
Value.
Value Store.
Love yeah. that.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, you know, maybe that's where I got the cold sores.
At CVS?
What were you doing there?
What were you doing at CVS?
Oh, I'm talking from the Jennifer Aniston bars. I just love them. Maybe I'm allergic.
You might be. It's
you know what? I generally, I don't buy anything from Trader Joe's. It's just so unhealthy.
The whole store?
I only eat from CVS. Yeah. I don't eat anything from Trader Joe's. It is so unhealthy.
I don't mean to. It's just something's been bothering me.
Uh-huh.
Can I part your hair on the other side?
Sorry,
it's just it's like in my
no,
crop.
You can.
Yeah, it might make
no,
you look a little younger.
Do you mind?
Because you're in marketing.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to say anything.
Oh,
that looks nice,
looks
huh?
Super nice.
You know what? I kind of wanted to quit my job and just try to become a full-time influencer. And I feel like my hair has been what's holding me back.
Yeah,
it kind of is because with your hair that way, you almost look like your picture.
We met online. We met on an app.
You guys, wait. You told me she was your friend.
We met on
well,
an app.
Well, we're friends with benefits, and then I stopped going out with her because I just honestly, you are uglier than who I usually go out with.
You know what you said?
I gotta say.
You've said that to
I
me
don't
before.
Mean that meanly.
You know what?
How do you mean it?
Yeah, you've said that to me before.
No, just honestly.
It feels like your honesty both at Bob and myself feels a little unkind,
well, I will
Rob.
Say this.
No, but I just say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, Tara, I mean, if I could get you, who else could I get? Probably someone even hotter, and I don't want to sell myself short.
Wow.
Well, I'm just
I mean,
being honest.
That's, no, yeah,
okay.
no, that
I'll
is,
see you later, kids.
Okay,
oh,
I'll
okay,
see you later.
Rob. We'll see you in a little bit.
Look,
I got to tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, Rob is really. Look, first of all, you lied and he lied because I thought he was a mutual friend of yours. I mean, we work at Staples together.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said you were just a friend from a long time
that's
ago.
Right.
And all of a sudden I'm finding out you went out with him.
We met on how's Tinder. To, we met on Tinder.
How's that supposed to make me feel?
Look, would it make you feel? It was fun to come to this party. I didn't know so many like late teens would be here.
I don't mean to lay down threats.
Yeah?
I know the guys in charge of cutting off the power to the cities.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're saying we could, like, get even at Rob? Because he was
all
kind of...
All I'm saying
okay.
is I could... All I'm saying is I know the guys in charge of cutting power to the cities, and I could ruin this night.
Well, can I just say, let's fucking do it, because I want to tell you, and before you think about doing it and abandoning me, my buddy's a cop, and I can find out where you live.
Really?
Yeah. I can find my buddy's a cop, and I can. So if we're gonna cut off the power to the city,
wait, is that
we're doing
your
this
buddy over there?
Oh,
the
yeah.
guy looking like a cop. I mean, he's the literally wearing a cop uniform.
You're under arrest.
Oh my God, hysterical!
Hello, Lieutenant Pereira.
How are you today?
Wait. Is this your dad?
Well, it's really. I look like kind of like I could be in her family.
I know, but we both have the same last name.
We have the same last name, isn't that weird?
You both have the same last name. You look alike.
It
and
is
yet
my
you're
dad.
Not.
It's
we
my
met
dad.
We met on a Facebook group called Pereira.
Pereira.
It's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
What's your name?
Bob.
My name's Bob.
Bob. You're a little heavy, but you're super cute.
Jesus Christ! I have to be honest with you. I walked in here wearing head. Two-toe Armani exchange.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I got to tell you, that's why I'm wearing a sheer black top, shiny black pants, because black is very thinning.
Okay.
And it is only upsetting me that your cop, maybe dad, And the other, the host of this party, Rob.
Yes.
Are attacking me.
Look, I know that you have Armani, but I gotta say, wow, you are wearing the same ugly boots every girl here is wearing, huh?
Wow. Well, you have on girl boots.
You know what?
Why are you wearing girl boots?
It's a new style.
Is it like a Harry Styles thing?
It's like a Harry Styles thing. They're selling them right now all over Geneva. I just was in Geneva.
Sure, okay. Jan.
But you...
I just want to since we're comparing what we look like, I'm 6'2", and I have an appropriately sized penis, right in line with the national average. A bit more big in girth as the numbers go.
Oh, Dad.
Wow.
Anyway, Dad. Supposed to say anything about that, Tara.
It feels... That's just more information. You look frozen by that, Bob. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I thought maybe this would go a little differently tonight. I thought maybe we could toast, champagne in our solo cup and get to know each other a little better. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden I'm surrounded by people who are really body shaming me at this party.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you would be friends with people like this.
Look, I grew up with a cop dad.
Yeah.
And my picker is off, both in my friends and my dating.
Right.
I only feel comfortable if I'm with somebody who's body shaming somebody I'm on a date with. And that's on me. I'm in therapy for that.
What you all don't know, both of you.
Uh-huh.
Pereiras.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would say piranhas, to be honest with you, because I feel like I'm in the Amazon right now, sticking my fingers in the water.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I did not mean to offend you.
Okay, no, it's okay. We have heard that before.
I did a little test tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Under my sheer, I'm wearing a shirt, and I'm going to unbutton it.
Okay, wait a minute. So you have a sheer on top, and then, which we can't see, a shirt underneath?
I'm taking off my sheer, as you can see.
Okay, great.
Armani makes the best sheer.
They make the best sheer.
I got to go get my shears at Armani Exchange.
I'm taking off my Skims.
Okay.
I'm taking off everything I need to take off, and I want to know, can you guess what my t-shirt is? It's Gandalf from Lord of the Rings and the Black Knight from Monty Python's Holy Grail in a face-off scene. I wore it as a test to see if you'd get it. And you both...
No, I didn't get it.
I got it.
Oh.
You did?
Look, I want you to know that even though my dad's a cop, I like...
So it is your father?
Yeah, that's my father.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't want to say anything.
Why?
Because I'm undercover.
He's undercover, and he's in a full cop.
You're really sticking out, I gotta tell you. You are, first of all, you look great for your age. I thought you were one of the young ones.
He's wearing a full cop outfit, too, so his undercover's not very good.
Right.
Anyway, hey. You had something to say, and then I have something to say.
I just want to say that, I feel like, it's hard being the daughter of a cop, okay? It's hard working at a mall kiosk selling fake ponytails that go on when your hair part is on the wrong side. I like a bad boy, but I'm trying to go to the arts. So when I see Gandalf facing off with the knight, I'm like, I feel seen. I don't feel othered. I feel connected with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you know what?
When?
Do you mind if I touch your stomach?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Very much.
Soon,
This
will be plump with my seed.
Wow!
Well, speaking of show business, I think A Star Is Born is really overrated.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. That's a hot take.
That's the most fucked up thing. First of all, you didn't say which one.
Yeah, which one, Dad?
Lady Gaga.
He loves Lady Gaga.
I still think it's overrated.
He was disappointed because he loves Lady Gaga. Mm.
I love Lady... You didn't like her performance? You didn't think it was absolutely...
Oh, I liked her. I wish it was just all Lady Gaga.
His ex-wife texts me all the time, and she'll say things like, I can draw Lady Gaga's face, but I can't draw Sarah Jessica Parker's face. And you always felt jealous that your ex-wife was more connected to Lady Gaga than you.
Yeah. Hey... I gotta leave. There's a Jennifer Aniston bar with my name on it.
Oh, I meant to ask you about the Jennifer Aniston bars.
What?
Yeah. Is there anything else here to eat? Because I'm more worried for her than me, because I'm gonna tell you something, Tara. If you don't eat your vegetables, I won't be eating anything later.
Oh, no. In a baby voice? Wait a minute. Did you just baby voice me?
If you don't eat your vegetables, I won't be eating anything later.
Meaning... I better eat my vegetables. I better eat my pineapple like Teresa.
Do you have any pineapple here, Ron?
Yeah, there's... Well, I'm... What? Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me across the room?
Yeah, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Sorry, Ron.
Hey, sorry about that.
Any pineapple? Also, any music at this fucking
thing?
Yeah,
this party is very quiet.
I had music and then the stupid... my iPhone broke. Anyway,
shit.
I know what happened.
How did it happen?
It fell in the dishwasher.
On it or in it?
On it.
Oh, so it fell like on your counter.
It fell. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, not like the metal part of the dishwasher.
Oh, so your dishwasher was open?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And it fell on it.
It doesn't work anymore?
What do you mean it fell on it?
It fell on it and broke in half.
What happened? It broke in half.
Your phone? Yeah. Like an iPhone?
Were you at a high height?
I don't
know
if it's a real one.
Did you get it?
I got it behind a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get it at the Care Value store.
You know, Terry, I don't know if he's treating you well, but I just want to say, and I know we kind of broke up, but
yeah.
Do you wash your face with holy water? Because you are like a god.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, I'll go check to see if I got pineapple.
Okay, bye, Rob.
Bye.
Wow, I've
kind
of gobsmacked.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm going to go.
Hi, Dad.
Why are you going to go?
Is that Dad?
I think there's some kids over there doing meth. See you in a bit.
Okay. Oh, my God. I have to tell you.
Bye, Detective Pereira. He makes me call him Detective.
I really, my head is so spun.
Uh-huh.
From this interaction.
Yeah.
Because I thought we agreed to meet at a mutual place where neither of us really knew anyone except for Ron. And all of a sudden, you've got family here.
Yeah, I know.
You've got our ex. Ron is not who I thought it was. He's
your
ex.
I know.
It's really, and all I'm going to say is honestly, like, I know we mentioned going for coffee after this in case we got drunk,
sure.
But we can still grab that cup of coffee if you're willing to fuck my face afterwards if we vibe and everything goes well. But I have to say, everything's not going well.
So you're saying that I can't fuck your face?
I'm saying that we could have grabbed that cup of coffee and you could have fucked my face afterwards if we vibed and everything went well, but it's not going
well. So we're not vibing? So I can't fuck your face?
We could have grabbed a cup of coffee if you were willing to willing to put my face afterwards, but it just everything's not going well.
Okay. Well, I want to say.
Yes.
No, there's absolutely no pineapple in this entire place.
Boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
By the way, your condo is huge.
Are you still in escrow, Rob?
Yeah, it's still in escrow. It's been going on for a while. So I figured let's try to get this, you know, if you want to steal anything, go right ahead. Because I don't think I'm going to buy it.
So we can rip some wire, like copper wiring out of the
wall. Yeah, get some copper out of there. Take anything you want. Take the kitchen sink, take anything. And, by the way, Bob, you keep calling me Ron. My name is Rob.
Oh.
So yeah, Bob.
I can hear it across the hall.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And by the way, just one other thing, Bob. You look like Scottie Pippen fucked a bird.
First of all, I happen to think, you know what? You got to pick what frame you think I am. Because Scottie Pippen is very tall,
that's
and
true.
Birds are very delicate.
Yes, and that's true.
I have the perfect. Yes, it's true.
But if Scottie Pippen fucked a bird, it would be smaller,
that's
probably,
true.
If
right?
Scottie Pippen fucked a bird, yeah, it would kind of make it more to me. But
I will give you this. I have the personality of a bird, and that's not the first time I've heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will, under no circumstances, be compared to a love child.
Oh,
I think that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
He's very, very, very...
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Do you mind if I talk to...
If people aren't married, those kids should be shipped off to another country.
I couldn't blame it on the children. Always.
Always.
Always. How many children do you have?
You know what?
Bob?
I don't really like getting into my personal life very much in front of Rob.
Okay.
But I guess I'll go ahead and tell you.
Please.
Oh, man, I blew my load. Do you want to drive me home?
Listen.
Sorry, when I think about kids, I think about sex.
Oh, okay.
I'm not children having, me and you having sex to make a kid.
So you just blew your load?
I just blew it.
Well,
you know what?
It.
With the good news about that is people will stop looking at all the crumbs in your beard.
Yeah.
You know what? That's
true. That's so true. You know what? Let's just head back to my apartment and snuggle.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
What about that cup of coffee?
And maybe we are vibing.
And maybe we could go out for a side of vegetables.
And then maybe if I eat the vegetable, then you will eat something later.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this.
What?
My ex is here. Hi, Lydia.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi, Lydia.
I'm good.
Hi,
I'm
Bob.
Good.
Did you know she was going to be here?
I did.
Who is this old lady?
I am Tara Pereira. And by the way, I am 32 years old.
This is my platonic friend.
What?
This is my...
What?
Yeah, I get
platonic
it.
Friend.
Wait, you just said I could fuck your face if coffee
went well. Yeah, but you didn't
well.
Necessarily agree, and I haven't seen you eat one vegetable. Meanwhile, Lydia eats every vegetable
she can.
Okay,
see, you're chomping on them right now.
No, I gotta tell you, she's basically a horse.
Well, I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant that as a compliment.
Well, this has been such an awful evening. I think my boyfriend has mono.
Oh
no, that's why you seem so tired.
Well, I'm not drinking. I'm pregnant.
Wait, this is my nightmare.
Whoa.
My ex-girlfriend, who I've tried to get back together with and brought Tara to make you jealous, is now pregnant.
So
your
whole,
dad's here.
Yeah, this whole
who's
thing,
also a cop.
This whole thing is just, you told me you could shut off the entire, like, power to the city.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. right. Should we go run off and do that?
Yeah, Lydia.
Lydia?
If I happen to be the father, mm-hmm. I want you to understand something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I will never speak to you again.
Hey, Lydia, wow. Can I ask you one final thing before I go?
Sure.
How much do your boobs weigh? They must be about 4 kilos, right?
Well, I don't know what kilos are, but they're about 17 pounds.
All okay, right.
So a little more.
Right.
A little more.
A little more.
Yeah, they're quite girthy.
Wow. All right.
That's what I loved about her.
That was her girthy titties.
Oh, my God. They were so girthy. And, you know, in my opinion, like, big, tall guys only want to fuck women because they're so small and they think that means you have a really tight pussy. But in reality, it's just average. Most of the time, I found.
Wow. You really are better at writing than talking.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go get
let me
some
go
coffee.
Write you a sonnet.
Okay,
how about
great.
That? Bye, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
Rob.
Bye, Lydia.
Bye. See you later.
Bye. Bye, Peretta.
Hey, see you later.
Pereira.
Bye, Lydia.
Bye.
Tara, just one last question before you leave.
Yeah.
Have you ever been strangled?
Not yet, right?
I gotta go. Bye.
My name is Johnny B. Good. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And we're back. Oh my God. Whee! Wow, what a day. Can you believe the lines that are said to people? Now, Michael, you asked some of your friends. Were you shocked?
Yes, they really made me laugh. I promised everyone they'd be anonymous.
So he put it on my Facebook and his
good
Instagram, and he said, can you just tell me one liner? So we will not say their names, but it actually makes me feel better, like having had some weird things said to me on dates. Like it makes me, that all
I,
these
I have to
people,
say, I haven't thought about what's been the worst thing said to me, but I guess the most recent worst thing was someone had like literally like an hour talking about themselves. And I was like, just trying to play it cool. But I was like, oh, do you want to know, like, what's up with me?
Yeah.
And they go, huh. Yeah, I guess I'm not that curious.
Whoa.
That was pretty mean.
Wow.
That was pretty mean.
Was this a first date?
Yeah, first date.
They said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty mean.
I just think the funniest one that I read was, you know, I'm sorry, I'm so quiet. My mouth is full of canker sore.
That is
and that was said
so
to a friend of mine on a date.
That's wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, there's
that's incredible.
So
like,
many
reschedule.
Yeah, reschedule.
The craziest thing I think
it is incredible.
I was on a date with a guy that claimed to be like a businessman. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out that he.
Yes, it always does.
He had wanted to be an actor and it didn't quite work out.
Sure.
And he was and he said he'd retired, but I think he actually was the manager of a restaurant, which is fine. But just say you work at a restaurant. Like, I don't care.
Right.
So then we go. He's complaining about the restaurant. And I happened to get. Recognized, not this is gonna sound so gross, but like two of the wait staff on separate like came up and they knew me from something.
Oh, I know this story.
And he got so tight and he goes, does it happen to you a lot? I was like, it happens, you know, sometimes it depends. And he's like, yeah, that used to happen to me a lot too. I was in a play in Marina Del Rey in 2009 and I used to get recognized all over the marina. And I was just like.
That sentence.
Now that to me, now you need to understand for those who do not live in Los Angeles, it's not really a theater district, Marina Del Rey.
That's where you park your boat.
And you just basically put a boat there. And then if you're old enough, you might, you know, and you're heterosexual, I feel like there's like swinger shit that happens.
Right,
there.
But okay. I don't think any of them are going to plays.
No.
Definitely not.
It'd be like a Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. And like, this was also, we went on the date in 2022. So it was also 14 years earlier. That also like, there's no theater. So it's not like people are going to like stop somebody all over the marina.
Maybe it's like a party boat he performs on.
I do want to start saying, what did he say? I do want to start saying I'm pretty well known around the marina.
Yeah. I was in a play.
That's pretty good.
That used to happen to me a lot too.
Amazing.
I was in a play at Marina Del Rey. I had some friend that started calling him Marina Del Slay, which was incredible.
Pretty good.
But I mean,
Marina
like,
Del Play.
Marina Del Play was incredible.
I went on a date with someone in show business. He told me that he'd done a porn.
Okay.
Well, that is technically show business.
But, okay. only one. So
okay.
He wasn't
really sort of a failure.
So he wasn't really a porn actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he also was doing some meth, but it wasn't a problem because he smokes meth by himself.
Wait.
And clearly, if you're smoking it by yourself, then clearly you're not.
Everyone
addicted.
Knows that, Michael.
Yeah. Everybody.
If you're drinking
everyone.
By yourself, you don't
yeah,
have a problem.
Yeah,
if you're drinking with
that.
Others, you do.
Yeah.
Everybody. Knows
every,
that.
It's a party drug, and if you're doing it by yourself, then it's
then
not.
Is,
then it's yeah.
That
it's,
is just like a Friday night.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
I've never heard anyone say, "I have my meth under control."
Wow. You
like,
know.
Just, you
no.
don't hear
yeah,
it. A lot.
Anyway.
Dr. Banana, what's the worst thing that's ever been said to you on it? Did you go dating? Did you have like college boyfriends? Did you go out on town? Were you ever on the apps, Dr. Banana?
I was never on the apps, but yeah, in college, man. A guy once got, he was like, we went to a movie and he went to Chipotle and got like a massive burrito. And he's like, oh, do you want anything? I was like, oh, no, I'll probably just eat some popcorn. And he's like, do you think you're better than me that you're not eating a burrito during this movie?
Wow.
And I was like, I'm just not hungry. And then he just never spoke to me the whole movie. And then after the movie, just like left.
Wow. Dating is
because I didn't eat a burrito.
I got a little edgy from someone one time. This was in college who literally couldn't believe that I had liked Four Weddings and a Funeral. They were like, you liked Four Weddings and a Funeral? And I was like, yeah.
It was fun.
I mean, it wasn't like the best goddamn movie I've ever seen.
Fun.
I wouldn't die for it.
And so they got
it was
weird.
Great.
I had one time there, it was like, isn't this date fun? And I said, is this a date? We're on the life raft after getting pulled over off of the Titanic.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to be honest with you.
That's right. That's how we met.
Yeah.
That's how
By
I got your braces.
So that's
weird.
A real
braces.
Long game to get alone time with you, that person would have made that boat crash just to be on a floating door
it
with
was
you.
Just, yeah.
Katie Levine, our engineer. Hello, our friend, our producer. Did you ever have anything bad said to you in college, in high school? Well, did you ever have anything like that you were like, whoa?
I'm sure I did. I really can't remember. I do remember that there was this guy I was like seeing on and off in college, and like he was really weird and annoying, and I really liked him, and so I like let a lot of shit slide.
Yeah.
And there was like one point where he like kept calling me to hang out, and then I came to hang out, and he's like, "You're really just like trying too hard." And I was like, "You called me.
You called me. You called me."
And I remember getting very mad, and I just walked away, and then I didn't talk to him for like 6 months.
Wow.
I remember a guy that I liked. And like his dad, who I thought like he was like, oh, look at you. He's like, look at you. You got so cute. You used to have such fat little arm, a fat little face. And you're just like, what? Like people just, what they feel is okay to say to anyone, but much like young women, you're like, don't comment on my body, sir. Like, just, yeah, that's, you know, people say crazy stuff.
They do.
I want the world to understand.
I want the world to understand. Now, you may not know this about us, Michael, but Brian and I are trying to become lifestyle influencers. He's already started cooking over here.
I've already started my recipe. Okay.
So I know you've got a lot of clients.
I recommend this to all
of my listeners at home. This is the portion where we always make a different version of a microwave peanut butter pumpkin cake.
Correct.
What are you now? We work with our non-sponsor that we're trying to get to sponsor us, PB Fit. Now, yes, does the jar look emptier because I come out here at night and eat it sometimes? Yes, I have. We have gone
we're
through
only
some
human.
Of them.
I don't know where I've been. I've never heard of powdered peanut butter until last week.
Did you put enough peanut butter powder in? Because last time it was too pumpkin-y.
We're not doing this.
Did you put enough in?
I got to tell you, Arden and I each week. Have a war of words.
A war.
About how this cake should be best served.
You're not going to do an egg.
I'm doing my Ina.
I hope you figure this out by like season 5 of this podcast.
Okay, so now
it's honestly, that's being an optimist.
What's in it right now?
Right now I have equal parts. I put my PB Fit.
Yes.
Okay? And then I put equal parts pumpkin in this one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do one packet.
Just one.
One sugar packet. Just one.
One. And by that we mean Truvia.
Truvia is what I'm using today.
Okay. And then... are you going to put an egg or no?
I am not putting in an egg this time because, Arden, this is where we
differ.
This is
I make mine more of a mousse.
This is where we don't see eye to eye.
Okay, so now, did you bring something to add to
I
your
did.
Cake?
Oh,
I
you
have,
did? Oh, perfect.
I have two things because I didn't know if this was supposed to be jokey or not.
But it can be whatever
you
want.
I have two things, and you can decide what you'd rather have.
Great.
These are things from my kitchen.
That's what I said. Just bring something from your kitchen.
Okay, so I have wasabi-flavored peas.
Perfect, perfect.
Which I don't know
spice.
If that would work. But this would work, I think.
Okay.
I have pretzel rods.
Ooh,
what?
Pretzel,
that's perfect.
Pretzel
and those can be like, because wasabi, that's more like stupid.
I want to try one of
but they're
later.
Really good.
And I want to put one in. I'm going to put mine in my scoop. We all share.
No, but wasabi
they're
peas
so
are delicious.
Good. They're delicious. Keep that out because I'm going to be putting that in mine.
I love it.
Now, the key to this specific recipe is simplicity and elegance.
Really is elegant. This is, I love a good cooking show on a podcast.
Me too. It makes perfect sense.
No,
it
I said really to my is. Friend at Tennis Steve, who listened, and I said, did you like the peanut butter cake portion?
And he said no.
And he said, oh, I didn't know what was happening. So to that end, I want to say, go to my Instagram page and Brian's. We now have an edited video up of us making one of the cakes that our king Sergio has edited.
Yes. So pop that in for a minute. Now, the key to my recipe.
Yeah.
The thing that all of Stowvermont has told me.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What's happening there?
I don't think it's on the track.
Guys, we are all legit terrified of this microwave right now. Okay, here's what I can tell you.
Yes.
The key to mine is equal parts peanut butter powder.
And
pumpkin.
Yeah.
From the can. I don't expect any of my clients to go out and buy a pumpkin.
No. Your clients are busy professionals.
And clean it out and cook it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then mash it up.
Uh-huh.
I'd use a straight up Libby's. What I tell all my clients is it has to be equal parts and it has to be mixed completely. I don't want any powder on my pumpkin. You know what I mean? I want it to
There's powder on your mic.
I want
There's
it to
pumpkin
be,
and powder on your mic.
Isn't this so funny? I tell all my
clients.
My clients.
Who's your best?
If you want to look chic, line this up and say, this is my Coke.
Oh, like cocaine,
cocaine,
but it's really
but
peanut,
it's peanut butter,
butter
powder.
Powder.
No question.
So that's a funny. That always wins over the
like
crowd.
Like lines. You
really
put like, then you snort the lines of peanut butter and
it
gets stuck
burned,
in.
I tell my dermatology clients that if your face is wet, make it dry. And if your face is dry, make it wet. And
yeah. And if it does, neither
one
is steroids. That's it. So, Michael, what I advise my clients when they eat this is proceed with caution.
Uh-huh.
A, because it's going to be delicious.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. B, because it's going to be a little hot.
Yeah.
And I burned my mouth enough today, as we all know by my thermos.
So, Michael, what is your fitness routine, your health routine? What's
what do you
your
do
morning?
When you
look
up
at
in the
me
morning?
Right now? After COVID, there is no fitness
you
routine.
You look fantastic.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
What's
your morning routine?
Like,
what do you do?
My morning routine is I usually have some kind of cereal.
What kind?
I wake up. Right now, I am on a great grains kick.
Great.
But I've done Special K,
okay,
which
I love
is because my
K.
grandma used
I
to have
it.
And now
I love
I'm
Special
using
K.
It. And sometimes I'll have cottage cheese. Don't kid yourself. I'll have cottage cheese. cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese delicious.
I have a little tea, a little green tea.
That sounds very nice.
And then what's your mental wellness?
Do you not drink coffee?
What's your mental wellness?
My mental wellness in the morning, which is kind of sad, is I'll just watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that's fine.
From the night before.
Why not?
And yeah. do you have moods during the day? Like, what do you do if
Most
you feel
of them
off?
Are, yeah, I'll just sleep and cry.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
That's my mental wellness.
A crying
if
jag.
If you sleep and cry, it works really well.
Okay, great.
Really
okay,
well.
Great.
Now,
okay.
I really want to get a picture of this because this looks nice.
It's hot. Now, I don't want him to eat it because that's going to give him another mouthful of canker. So
look how beautiful.
It's
I'm
hot.
Not even kidding.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, that nice. Turned out nice.
Yeah,
that's
it's real
right.
nice.
Now, Drew Droege liked it. Lauren Lapkus.
He was lying.
You think?
You think he was?
You think he was lying?
Oh, you can tell when Drew's lying.
You I knew guess he was lying.
He was being because he's from the South. He was
you
being.
You thought he was lying.
No, I'm sure he wasn't.
Because Lauren and Paul F. Tompkins didn't like it.
Oh, see?
But,
okay.
But we love it.
I do love legit love
I
it.
I love it.
That's why you're best friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
All right, I'm going to hand each of us a spoon. Now, okay, do not.
It's hot.
No, you need 6 spoons for this. I learned last week.
There you
it's
go.
True, it's true. That's part of the
now
recipe.
Now blow on it because it's hot.
Don't
eat
burned.
Into the microwave because people eat away from the microphone. Eat away from the
don't
microphone.
Don't let it cool. Arden, do not burn your mouth. Okay?
I tell all my clients to blow on the spoon
don't
before
burn.
You.
That's good. I'm away from the mic. That's good.
Away from the mic because nobody wants to hear people chewing.
Uh-uh. That's right. You know what?
I would do more peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it tastes a little pumpkin-y.
It's
I'm
too
just going to be honest.
I would do more peanut butter. I just do a spoon of pumpkin.
It doesn't taste bad.
Mm. Yeah.
It's too much pumpkin.
Okay, so
it doesn't taste bad.
On a 1 to 10 scale, what would you give it?
About a 3.
3.
Really?
A 3. Yeah, it's too much pumpkin.
Yeah, it's a little too much pumpkin.
Did you get any of the pretzel in there?
Yeah, like the pretzel I liked and the peanut butter I liked. I just needed a little tiny bit of pumpkin.
We're going to get it right. I know we are one day.
I know we are too.
You have so many more podcasts to go. You don't speed it up.
That's the fun. The journey's a destination.
Yeah.
All right. Because, by the way, we know this dessert's legit.
By the way, Tana, I need you to take a
bite.
Oh,
yeah, Tana.
Tana.
You tell us. I don't want to hear whether you like it or not. I want to hear what rank you give it
and,
of the four.
And how much pumpkin is too much.
Don't you dare.
What's the ranking system?
1
like
to 10.
1 to 10.
Okay.
We give it a 3.
He's smoking.
And I want you to grade on a curve, knowing you don't like this to begin with.
She likes it.
No, I did eat all of it.
See?
It's too much pumpkin.
Arden, you're swaying the judges.
Maybe I didn't get enough. I mean, I think it's good.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What
would you give it?
I would give it a 7.
Wow.
You're almost at perfection.
Katie's going to be the tiebreaker, I think.
Katie?
There's no egg. There's no egg.
This is vegan.
All right, Katie.
Pretzels are vegan.
Yeah.
Isn't there a little pork in pretzels?
I can't believe I said something like that.
Well, Katie, too much pumpkin?
Or did I swear?
Yeah, I mean, I taste the peanut butter, though. It's okay. It's interesting.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't dislike it.
You know, I light a candle every night for someone who likes it, and I'm not lighting any candles tonight for any of
you. Okay,
no,
man. Like Katie.
Michael. You had 2 of them. It was fine.
Thank you.
I literally said it was good.
I'll light a candle for
you. I don't know if I want to buy the peanut butter powder now.
No, Arden's up next week.
I'm up next week.
Okay.
Listen, Michael, did you have the best time on this or what?
Until the peanut butter. Yes, I did. It was really fun.
I want to stir in more powder. I'm going to stir in more powder.
Oh, that was fun.
What was your favorite part?
What was your favorite part?
What was your favorite part?
All of it was. I had the improv stuff's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
But just sitting around yakking is fun.
Well, I have to say, you were such a joy. I loved hearing about Mrs. D. Shout out Mrs. D.
By the way, you're all over Instagram, so we should just say for every Michael Hitchcock update, what is your handle?
Oh, it's Hitchmichael. HitchMichael.
Follow him, watch him.
Oh, you know what? We got some great reviews. You can like us. It really helps if you subscribe to help keep us on. You can like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, 5 stars only.
5 stars only.
Only 5 stars.
Only 5 stars.
Not 4. Even if you didn't like the peanut butter, give it 5 stars.
No, 5 stars.
Even if you particularly, we need it. Here's a good one. Here's one. A 5-star satisfied client from T. Brendan James. As a client of Brian's, I'm also the woman he saw at Gelson's. I've been hearing about this podcast for upwards of 52 years. And I'm so glad it's finally here. Peanut butter powder cake. Make mugs all around.
I love that's a wonderful review.
That's a wonderful review.
Yes.
Here's another review. 5 stars. I got felt up in my Tesla by Diddy 372. OMG, this is the best. I love Will You Accept This Rose, but man, this just had me laughing the whole time. Love you guys. So glad the date went so well. Can't wait for the next one.
Fabulous. Signed, Martin Arine.
Exactly. Exactly. Michael, thank you for coming on. We
thank
wish you,
for coming
nothing,
on.
Nothing but the best.
My, I had the best time.
Good. Until next time, my name is Arta Marine.
And my name is, I'm not paying $8.
Okay, bye.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.